that song very often, but our next guest, he and I share a very close mutual friend in Trace Armstrong. Yes, the super agent you've heard on this show many times. Many of you know back last summer I talked about the fact that when Rich Rodriguez would eventually get fired, the one person, if you're a Spartan fan, that you did not want to get the job was the great Brady Hoke. It was a tremendous hire by Michigan. He will rejuvenate and bring that program back to where it belongs as a number one winningest program in college football. He's a great coach, but even better, an absolutely incredible man with great integrity, and we're proud to have him on the other end of our line. Coach, how are you this evening?
Great, Hondo. How you doing?
Good. It's very good to talk to you. Thank you so much for your time and being gracious with us here on Spartan Nation Radio.
Well, no problem. And I did like that song you had going on there.
Yeah, all right, Coach. I want to get right to something because I think it's important. You know, we can embrace the rivalries, and one thing I respect about you is that you have, because they are great rivalries. But at the end of the day, Coach, I've said this many, many times, you're a man of character, you're a man of integrity, and I want to ask you, when it was finally done and you knew you had the job, what did it mean to you to be able to come back to Ann Arbor?
Well, I tell you, Hondo, it was a lifelong dream, I can tell you that. It's a place, Ann Arbor itself and the University of Michigan has always been a place that we felt very close to. Being a Michigan fan since I was 10 years old, and then having the opportunity to work here with Coach Mueller and Coach Carr and be around this setting and around the legacies and the great traditions, the tremendous guys who have represented this program in the wing helmet and all those things, I can assure you that we are just humbled by it and excited and can't wait to put pads on for spring football.
Coach, one of the things that you have done a masterful job of is the very first thing that had to happen, in my opinion, was they had to rally the fan base at Michigan. They had to reunite the Wolverine Nation, for lack of a better term, and you have been able to do that for a lot of reasons. Number one, because you're one of them. Number two, because you've embraced the past. But was that job easier maybe than you thought it would be?
You know, I don't think it was hard to do, to be honest with you, just because we are going to be who we are, and I was going to be who I am. And when we had the press conference, I spoke from my heart as how I feel about Michigan and how I feel about our staff and what we're doing and the way we want to embrace the University of Michigan and Michigan football. So, to be honest with you, is what you see is what you get. My attitude and my excitement and my the thoughts that we have about Michigan football.
Coach, what is your philosophy of coaching?
Well, I believe this. I believe it's a great life lessons that are taught through coaching, and that's why I got into coaching, is to help guys mature and help them develop from an academic, social, and then the athletic and competitive standpoint. And I think the life lessons you learn through athletics and football being the greatest team game there is, and the discipline and the accountability to each other. And we talk about accountability every day in this program, and being accountable to each other means going to class and doing the things in the study hall and doing the things on campus and in this community that are going to be positive and positive to all your teammates.
Coach, if I had to describe you, and I have many times to people when I've spoken or when people contacted the show, you have the passion of Bo, but you are very sensitive, very kind, and I'm not implying anything bad about Bo, but he wasn't necessarily the softest person. You have that soft side, but you're just as strong of a competitor. And following you as I have, whether it was in the MAC, whether it's at San Diego State, everywhere you've gone, you've won with tough love. And that really is the best way of describing maybe your interaction. Your players love you, but boy, you don't cut anybody a break. You're tough. Is that fair?
Well, I would say that probably is. You know, I've always believed that, you know, and I think, you know, I... you learn a lot through your own experiences and the people that I've had in my life and coaches I've worked for, coaches I played for, and those guys who really cared about you as a person are the guys who are always the most gratifying. And, you know, when I was here with Coach Carr, there was not a guy who cared more about his players than Lloyd Carr, and I think that was a lesson, you know. And I think growing up and going to Ball State and playing for the different guys who I had as a position coach and head coaches who really cared, and, you know, they were tough. And part of caring about guys and helping guys is being tough and being honest and communicating with them.
Coach, what have you been most pleasantly surprised with since you've returned to Ann Arbor?
Well, I think this, Hondo, I think our kids have done a really good job in a transition, and it's not easy. And like I told them, I went through it from my freshman to sophomore year. And it's one of those things that happen that, you know, you don't look forward to if you're a young man, but we were there to help them get through the transition. And, you know, there's a few differences, obviously, not just scheme-wise, but how our expectations are, you know. And you mentioned the rivalries. There's nothing like the two rivalries that we have in college football. And so I think the guys have done a tremendous job of, Hondo, of really grasping on to our expectations and how we want to do things as a football team and represent the University of Michigan.
Coach, I built a relationship with one of your players as he went through the recruiting process, and I asked him recently, what's your impression of Coach Hoke? And he said to me that you're unwavering. There's one way that you guys want things done. He said, but the biggest surprise is that he listens. And I said to him, you mean if you have a complaint? He goes, no, I'm not talking about that. He says, but he genuinely listens. If we're walking through the building and he asks, what's going on with school? And I give him a short answer. He goes, well, what about this and this? Is that one of the ways that you build back not only winning the fan base, but a bunch of players you didn't recruit, is the fact you have to really demonstrate to them, I care about you?
Well, I think, you know, we all perform better when we have a trust. And we have a trust in each other. And, you know, we build a love, and that's a word that we use a lot around here. And if that's off, so be it. But, you know, I got into coaching because of what I experienced and how I wanted to help guys grow. And, you know, sometimes that's, you know, knowing about how a guy's family's doing or how he's doing in those classes and how I can help motivate him to reach higher. And so that's all part of what we believe in and what we try and do.
Coach, would you talk about the importance of the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry from the Michigan perspective, please?
Well, I think, you know, obviously the two schools are an hour and 20 minutes apart at the most. I think it's a great rivalry when you look at you're playing for that great trophy. I think when you look at the recruiting of this state, I think that's always a part of it. And I think when you got guys playing against each other, playing across from each other that have maybe played in high school together, I think there's nothing better than that kind of rivalry.
Awesome. Coach, last question for you that I will ask. We got about 30 seconds. But for you, this is a destination job for you. This is a place, you're a lifer at Michigan. And for you now to be able to have a chance to come in and rebuild the program that you dearly love, how special is this for you?
Well, it's awfully exciting. I can tell you that. And I'll be honest with you, Hondo, it's a lifelong dream, and I know you've heard me say that before, but to have the association with the University of Michigan, which is, as you know, a worldwide university, when our guys get that degree, it opens up many doors, and then to be able to be part of the legacies of the Kreitzlers and the Yost and Coach Schembechler and Coach Mueller and Coach Carr and all those guys, and you know, coaching at a school that Charles Woodson, you know, played at, and just use Charles and Tom Brady and those great players, Dan Dierdorf, is awfully, awfully exciting, and something that we will always remember on a daily basis.
Coach, I believe you'll have Michigan back immediately in bowl games, playing 13 games a year. I can assure you that 12 of those 13, I'm going to be rooting for you. You are a class act, a man of great character, great integrity, and a great coach. And frankly, Michigan could not have hired anyone else who will do a better job. They're very fortunate to have you.
Well, I appreciate it, Hondo. And anytime we can get on with you, we'd love to do it.
All right. Congratulations on the new hire, both for you and the University of Michigan. Go get them, Coach. Do a great job. And congratulations on your new job.
All right. Thanks, Hondo.
All right. That is Coach Brady Hoke. Going to do a great job in Ann Arbor. We'll be back.